This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USAPrepares.com. Dr. Norman Shealy's with me. And Dr. Shealy, what I was saying during the end of hour number one is that in the morning I will have a cup of coffee and some vitamin C, some vitamin B, and some oatmeal, and then I don't want to have a full cup of coffee. I'll just have part of it. Then I'll go feed the cows, get on the tractor, get a bale of hay, 1,000 pounds of hay, and go visit the cows in the morning, unroll it, and then come back, come into the studio, prepare for the broadcast, and sip that cup of coffee, which I have right in front of me, throughout the broadcast. Do you think that oatmeal and coffee and vitamin B and vitamin C is an okay way to start the day?
Oh, absolutely. To be quite honest, you know what I do? I use Gano coffee. Gano coffee is half black coffee and half reishi mushroom. And the mushroom, of course, is a superb immune enhancer. And theoretically, the Gano coffee has only about 50 milligrams of caffeine, which is less than half you get in regular coffee, so it's, it's a pretty weak thing. But I actually take a lot of my supplements with my cup of coffee, with my heaping tablespoon of dried whole milk. And then I go about my exercise, and then I take the rest of my supplements in a fruit slush immediately after that. And then I have another cup of coffee midday of the Gano coffee.
Okay. Very good. And do you have any concerns for those who may have heart problems having coffee?
Well, unless they have a rapid pulse or highly irregular heartbeat, I have no concerns.
Okay. Let me share this with you. I was in the shower this morning, and I do a lot of my thinking because we have this, it's more like a mist than a lot of volume water coming out. So there's this white noise in the background, and I was thinking about this. So here's what I was thinking. Hot water heaters in the United States for about the last 60 years, have had these anode rods in them. And the idea about these anodes is they help the hot water tank last longer. Many of these rods are either made out of magnesium and aluminum combined, or aluminum. And these rods are several feet long, and they are screwed into the top of the hot water heater. And if you look, you can see them. You'll see the inlet and the outlet on the top of the hot water heaters. And then you'll see another what looks like a plug. Attached to that plug, that 3/4-inch pipe thread plug, is this long rod. And the idea is this rod is going to sacrifice itself before the steel of the tank is consumed. So it will increase the life of the hot water heater itself. And there is a galvanic action with the water in the hot water tank, which causes the corrosion and the failure of and the leaks of these hot water tanks. So some of these hot water heaters have a 6-year warranty, let's say, for example. Some have a 12-year warranty. And one of the differences is that the 12-year might have two or an extra large anode. Now, here's what happens. that aluminum rod is consumed rather than the tank itself through the galvanic action of the water that keeps entering this tank. So those of us who are using hot water have more aluminum in our water, I believe, because where does that aluminum go? Where does that magnesium go? And those magnesium and aluminum rods are mostly aluminum. So that water, I mean, that aluminum has to be now contained within the water. Now, if we drink hot water, we are drinking water with more aluminum in it than if we drink cold water. So, Dr. Shealy, are you concerned, as I am, about drinking water with aluminum?
Well, obviously I would be. Now, interestingly, I don't know how often you check your water, but I check my water every 2 years for any kind of contaminant, and it's never had a measurable aluminum in it. Now, I wouldn't drink hot water, however. I just use the cold water tap.
Right. Well, when you have your water tested, do you have the hot water tested as well as the cold water?
No, I've never tested the hot water. I've only tested the cold water. Mm-hmm. I will test it, however. You know me. I'm an experiential junkie.
Well, I have a feeling that there's a higher concentration of aluminum in the hot water. So here's why I'm mentioning this. I think this is something that we should all... I mean, it doesn't cost anything to do what I'm going to suggest. Number one, the hot water tank manufacturers will recommend that we flush our hot water heaters every 6 months or so. I think it's a great idea. I try to do it every month. And what I have attached to our hot water heater, I put our hot water heater up on 4-inch blocks. So it's off the basement floor. And then I have a short hose attached to it, a couple feet long, and that's because we have a drain, a floor drain right there. And I will open the valve, and I will drain some water out of the bottom of the hot water heater every month. And what comes out looks like jelly. Seriously. And I can, if I were to put it in a bucket and look at it, I would see crystals of calcium because we have hard water here. Well, I don't want to drink the aluminum, so I want to flush that out. And if you have a soft water, water softener like we do, you'll find that this jelly is more likely to occur in the hot water heaters with soft water than with hard water. So we flush out this jelly. And it's like a jellyfish almost. So we flush that out, and we don't use hot water for anything other than bathing and washing our hands and washing dishes, you know, in the dishwasher and in the kitchen sink. But what we do not drink hot water, and we do not cook. Like let's say we were going to boil something in a pot, we would not use hot water to start with. We use cold water, and we literally flush out the faucet every time we use cold water for cooking, because the last use of that faucet may have been hot water, and there might be hot water in the faucet itself, you know, that spout that might be a foot long or 2 feet long. So we flush that out for just a second and or two, make sure that we're not cooking with hot water. So do you subscribe to that line of thinking to prevent us from consuming hot water in what we eat and beverages and so forth?
Absolutely. And, my hot water heater has got to be over 10 years old, still functioning fine, so I will be testing it as soon as possible for what's in the hot water.
Okay. Very good. So, class, what I'm going to do is I'm going to post a link on the website that describes what I'm discussing about hot water and the anodes and so forth and what you need to know about them. It's a good read. It's required reading, and I'd like to assign this as homework. So if you choose to accept this homework assignment, it will be about hot water anodes, the basics of anodes. And when we come back, I'd like, let's see, I've got Mike in Tennessee is joining us. Mike, I just want to share one other thing. We come back after your discussion. I'd like to talk about the shower thing even more because I've used a soap for many years that was yellow in color, and what I found out was that the white towel that I've used for years has turned slightly yellow. And it's not because of mold or mildew. I believe it's coming off my skin from the yellow soap. So anyway, we'll talk about that in a few minutes. Mike from Tennessee, welcome.
Greetings, all. I just wanted to touch on something. I was out taking care of animals when you started the show, and I wasn't able to call in. And the concern about the refugees coming into this country is a real concern of a lot of people. I just want to draw the consideration to the fact that when these people come in, they're fast-tracked in, there's no vetting. The reality is that people like the CDC, which is a private organization, they own patents to many diseases. They help create many diseases, including Ebola. They actually own a patent to Ebola. And I've just looked it up and verified this. Now, how hard would it be to take your designer diseases that you create, deploy them on we the people, through all of these infiltrating miscreants, basically people that are on the payroll, somebody's payroll. They're not coming here for a better life. These are operatives, I believe, just so that they could expose we the people to these designer diseases so that the pharmacomafia, as it's called, can cash in, because I'm sure they've got designer drugs ready and waiting to deploy as soon as these diseases start cropping up.
Mike, are you suggesting that not only is this a potential plan to increase profits for the pharmacomafia, but also a plan to reduce the population?
Yeah, I mean, the term Trojan horse was thrown out there, but the reality is that any asymmetrical warfare, as they call it, they tend to want to soften the target before they invade. They will bomb the heck out of something. They will weaken the target's defenses. And our defenses, well, that's our health. And with a weakened immune system, they can easily overwhelm you because you're too tired and sick to defend yourself. And right now, with all the various flus they're creating vaccines for, and they're going to try to force mandate vaccination, which a lot of people will resist and refuse. The only other way is not by the air, which would contaminate everybody, including the people that don't want to be contaminated, is to basically release diseases via other means. And I believe these people would be the carriers potentially of these diseases.
Mike, hold that thought. Mike Parsons is with us, joining us from Tennessee. Dr. Norman Chiu is with us. I'm Vin Fanelli. We'll be right back. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
ProPure water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. With the silver-infused Pro 1G 2.0 all-in-one water filter, helps remove and reduce over 200 contaminants. Don't purchase just any filter claiming to be certified. Get the Pro 1G G2.0, the only gravity filter with NSF 42 certification. NSF, valued and recognized for independent certification worldwide. In addition, the Pro One G2.0 was independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. ProPure, easy to assemble, easy to maintain, easy to clean filters. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's EATIarmor.com.
Come and take it.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class Dr. Norman Shealy is with us, normshealy.com. If you'd like to sign up for his free newsletter, you can go to normshealy.com, normshealy.com. Mike in Tennessee is with us. Mike, I believe what, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe what you were saying is that these refugees are could be potential carriers of diseases, and this is a threat to the United States, yes? Is that what you're saying?
I think it is. I think that just looking at the waves of people that they're trying to bring in, just like they did in Germany where they brought in all these men, not women, not children, men who went about raping and pillaging and doing all this crime stuff to soften the target. And, of course, Dr. Shealy can talk about the history of the government's involvement, the creation of the AIDS virus, the creation of all these other strains of viruses and diseases, the fact that the Europeans killed more Native Americans via transmission of disease than anything else is a reality. And, of course, we're somewhat isolated, and given the fact that they can create diseases and implant them, such as Ebola. And if, I'm not a doctor, but when I look at Ebola under slides under a microscope on the computer, and I look at things like parvovirus, they came out within 2 years of each other, they look very similar. One is for people, obviously, and the other for dogs, but they appear to do the same thing. They attack you internally and cause you to bleed out. Different strains, different variants of those same diseases appear to be, from what I can read on the internet, now patented by the CDC Corporation.
Dr. Sheila,
when you consider the government's involvement in spreading disease, going back to the syphilis crud in Tuscaloosa and all that, of course, I wouldn't trust the government to tell me the time of day, let alone anything else. And this government of the last 7 years is, in my opinion, by far the most evil in our history.
Well, it appears to be nothing more than a revolving door of corporate interest. And, of course, the CEO of United States government is Barack Obama, who is a CIA operative. His mother was a CIA operative. His grandfather was a CIA operative. George Bush, Herbert Walker, was a CIA director. Just go down the chain of CIA operatives involved in government at any, you know, time, you can probably find at least half the people that are the heads of these various departments or corporations are somehow linked back to the CIA. Now,
oh yeah, the CIA is the most evil organization, I think, of the government. The FDA is pretty close, but the CIA is worse.
So I would suggest, if we have the ability to look into the future as much as we can, what could we obtain now that we can use to prevent, i.e., these diseases, as they're called, the weapons of mass destruction? Maybe silver, maybe other types of things, because the antibiotics, as we know, are not going to be effective. And, of course, there you run into a situation of, do you really trust the drug company, the pill or the shot that they're giving you? I don't. So I'm looking at trying to line up with the natural things that we can obtain now while we have time to be able to allow our bodies to fight these things naturally.
Well, I agree. You know, we've got to protect ourselves. But the only way that I know we can protect ourselves from this latest insult is for Congress to grow enough testosterone to stop it.
I don't know. I think they've been bought off, and, of course, with the estrogen mimickers that they're consuming in mass quantities, they're either homosexual or impotent. I don't know that they can rise to the occasion, as it were.
You know, I can only think of two reasons why the politicians are allowing these threats, these refugees, these potential carriers to come to this country. One is that they're not smart enough to recognize what's happening, which means they're unfit to be in office. Or the other is they're doing this on purpose because they're bribed, corrupt, or weak, and they're traitors. Those are the only two possibilities that I can see. Mike, would you like to hold to the break?
Be glad to.
Okay. Mike Parsons is with us. Dr. Sheila is with us. And Mike, I understand you're going to be going to court again on Friday. So those inclined to pray, please pray for Mike Parsons. We'll be right back.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norman Shealy's with us. Mike in Tennessee is with us. I was talking with a medical doctor over the weekend who was telling me about how government agents are trying to entrap medical doctors into saying things. So, for example, someone will come up to a medical doctor at a gun show and say, so listen, I'm trying to get these antibiotics, and I want to buy these fish antibiotics, and how do they work? And so trying to get the medical doctors to talk about fish antibiotics so that they can entrap these medical doctors and arrest them. That's going on right now. And what's happening at gun shows is people who are in the medical profession are beginning to say things like, I don't know anything about it. I don't know. Or, I'm not going to talk about it. And that's because they've been set up by these government agents. And so if you think there's free speech, I'm here to tell you that free speech is being limited because medical doctors are being arrested. There was a guy selling a flash hider on his table, and I looked at it, and I've never seen one like this before. It was much longer than others I've seen. And I said, this is really interesting. The guy looked at me, and he said, it's a flash suppressor, and that's all I'm going to say. Couldn't believe it. I mean, he jumped me. I just thought it was interesting, and he was afraid that I was some government agent. This kind of stuff is going on. Dr. Shealy, are you hearing anything like this in your circles? Are doctors potentially being set up by these agents?
I have not heard that, but I have certainly heard about some 13 so-called alternative holistic physicians being murdered or supposedly committed suicide.
Mike Parsons?
I'm sorry?
I was asking Mike Parsons. Are you there, Mike?
I'm here, and this is the tactic that they use because there's not enough customers out there willingly doing things that are running afoul of their statutes. So they create scenarios to create the illusion of a person violating a statute, and whether it's doctors or they just sent an attorney in Memphis to prison for 25 years for the assertion that he was trying to hire somebody to kill his wife who's going through a divorce. And they did this to another fella that I met while I was locked up. He was a high-level security guy with the City of Memphis Schools. He was going through a divorce, and a friend of his who was a cop called him up and said, you know, you're spending all this money on attorneys. Heck, it'd be just cheaper just to hire a hitman. And he laughed and said, yeah, I know what you mean. Well, those few words, yeah, I know what you mean, convicted him and sent him to prison for 18 years. Now, did he do anything to further a conspiracy? No. Did he hire a gun? Did he pay anybody? Nothing. Just those words alone was all they needed to get a rigged jury to convict him. And then in the news media, the local news media is on the payroll, so they're going to put out the narrative that the government wants. Your narrative will never make the news media. So your neighbors, your family, they think you're some kind of evil person because you've been accused. And I tell you, you know, I don't know about the Islamic countries. I don't know about those people that are Jewish. But those people in this country that claim to be Christian have forgotten the word redemption. What was Christ if not the great redeemer? And do people not have the ability to be square with the house? It's like you're once and done. And, you know, I'm not condoning people breaking the law, but I realize there's so many people that I've met that if not for one mistake, their entire life is destroyed and they can never, never regain their standing. People refuse to acknowledge that people are human, and those people that actually did things wrong, there's no forgiveness. And those people that didn't do anything wrong, that are just accused, well, they're not worthy of that redemption either because, you know, they might not have done anything, but they could have. And that's a sad state of affairs for this country, which is purported to be a Christian nation, because I don't see it. I don't see the redemption. And I think when people realize that, then they'll have to reevaluate who they follow.
Mike, do you think that prisoners are exposed to things that would make them unhealthy? Like, for example, let me share this. And I said I would talk about the yellow soap. So I bought 10 years worth of soap back in the 1990s, and it came from Canada, and it was just soap. And Mike, you've used our shower here at the farm, so you know that this shower is not, it's not like a trickle of water, and it's not like buckets of water. It's very efficient, but it's a high-pressure, low-volume shower head. So think of it like a low-volume, high-pressure washer. That's kind of what it is. And so a mist of water comes out. So when I use the soap on my skin, and I after I'd rinse off, and I'd rinse really well, try to get all the soap off, I noticed that after a few months, the towel, even though it is washed regularly in the washing machine, the towel started to turn yellow. Just my towel. And I link this to the yellow soap, not getting all the yellow soap off my skin. Now, it's not that I put soap on and then dry off. I rinse and rinse and rinse and rinse and rinse. But I believe there's still some soap on my body. And my question for Dr. Sheely is, we've got aluminum in the water from the hot water heaters. We've got chemicals. Some people use body washes. Some people use soap. Some people use a shower bar. Some people use a cold cream kind of a bar. Some use a detergent bar. Well, there's still some of that residue left on us, no matter how much we rinse. Are we poisoning ourselves? That's one thing. And then, Mike, after Dr. Sheely, can you tell us if you've seen any evidence of any way that prisoners are introduced to poisons, maybe in that method or some other method in prison? So, Dr. Sheely, what do you think about, are we poisoning ourselves? Are we applying estrogen that's making us more feminine in the shower?
Well, I don't think we need to do it in the shower. My God, it's been done in the food supply. It's been done in the plastic bottles. It's been done in the air. It is everywhere.
Okay. Now, is it possible that we're poisoning ourselves? I've been wiping off this yellow dye that's on my skin even after I rinse, you know, multiple times in the shower. Is it possible that aluminum is entering our skin from the aluminum in the anodes in our hot water heaters? Is that something that could poison us if there is a sufficient concentration of aluminum in the water?
Well, obviously, if it is. Now, for your information, I did have a provocative chelation test back almost a year ago now. Mm-hmm. And interestingly, I did not have any significant aluminum. So maybe I can say that my hot water heater is not putting out aluminum. I don't know.
Okay. Mike Parsons, have you seen any evidence that could be linked to maybe slowly introducing toxins to prisoners in the prisons where you spent some time?
They actually utilize their own private wells. They put chemicals that are unknown. Some of the fellows that worked in the water department, I tried to get the data from them as to what they were putting in. But I knew that none of the guards would drink any water, that everyone that was a guard would bring their water with them. They would not drink any of the water. I knew something was going on. And they would take a person who is active with hepatitis or TB and make sure that they were working in the kitchen, make sure that they were working in places where there's going to be a lot of people instead of isolating them. You have to be very careful where you're at and who you're around and what you're coming in contact with. And so there were times that you just don't drink, you just don't eat. And if you can make friends with somebody that's in these departments that has these jobs that can tell you when not to drink the water, then you stock up water as best you can. You just don't drink. And as far as taking a shower, you know, the aluminum, which has been linked to breast cancer, I can see that as your skin is the largest organ in your body and absorbs as well as perspires, it's a two-way transition there. And so if you can get aluminum into your armpits, why not when you're raising your arm to rinse off the soap, the potential aluminum in the water could as easily be introduced into the body. Of course, I don't know if the anodes are that great a concentration of aluminum or zinc or what their compound is, if that would in fact create a hazard, but it's something to consider.
Mike, these rods are, let's say they're 2.5 feet long. They are the diameter, like 3/4 of an inch in diameter, or just slightly smaller than that. they are consumed by the water. Depending on the type of water that you have, it could be within months. So that much aluminum is going into the water within months, into the hot water heater, literally. So that's a concern. And Dr. Shealy, Mike mentioned deodorants. And aluminum has been used in deodorants to stop perspiration, which I think is crazy. Is that a concern for you? I do not use a deodorant with... I hardly use deodorant. I mean, very once in a while. Normally, I'll use Nixol, but as a deodorant. But I don't use any aluminum deodorants at all, or antiperspirants. What are your thoughts on...
one of those in 40 years.
Right, right. So are you concerned about aluminum in deodorants being toxic to us?
Oh, heavens, yes. I consider them part of the poisoning of the world.
There you go. So we can kill ourselves slowly with cell phones. We can kill ourselves slowly with poisons, and you can buy them. You can buy them at your local supermarket. You can buy them at the Chinese factory outlet. You can apply aluminum under your arms as antiperspirants, and I don't do it. Mike, anything else you'd like to share?
No, I think people just need to do the research and be very careful about being in crowds right now. And I know that's probably not what most people want to hear. I think as free Americans, we need to be able to move about freely and associate as we choose and make a stand. But these are different times. And with all the new people coming in, you have to be aware of the fact that if you're going to go out and frequent restaurants and stuff, as always.
Mike, thanks so much.
We just went crickets for food.
Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Your house is under attack. Every day our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
This can be sliding.
Order today's hot.
Why
today?
God, you're.
Take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Dr. Norman Chile is with us, and we've got a couple lines ready to go here. John in Austin, Texas, you're on with Dr. Norman Chile. Welcome.
Welcome. Hello, Vincent, Dr. Chile, and is your other guest with you as well, Mike?
Mike Parsons is not with us. He had to go. But we've only got a short time, and Scott's up right after you, so we've got to go quickly.
All right, so here we go. With regard to the Fed making up cases, and going after people, it's not uncommon. The FBI in the last couple of years has paid out tens of millions of dollars in wrongful investigation penalties to individuals that were wrongly accused of crimes they didn't commit. Okay? And the FBI will spread lies about you. I know this directly. I was a criminal investigator myself for 13 years in the healthcare field. Plus also, I wound up on the other side of the fence through nothing. I was the victim of a bomb threat, and they tried to put the jacket on me. So I got a taste of what it was like to be on the other side of the table.
Well, considering the fact that the best-known FBI director in history was at best a transvestite, odd pervert, what else can you expect?
I understand, and but when you see it destroy lives, and they go after people like you take a, I don't know about y'all's financial positions, but you take an average middle class guy, and he gets accused, and he gets the target letter and indicted, everything like that. it's going to cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars to defend yourself in federal court.
Oh, if you can, yeah.
And, you know, I told my wife that if it got this far, I'm just going to take the deal, save the money, divorce me. And, you know, if you're still interested when I get out, we'll, you know. I didn't think.
John, I'll tell you. John, let's do this. Why don't we make an arrangement? Call me after the broadcast. 417-462-1105, and let's do spend more time on this, okay? I've got Scott in West Virginia, and he's next. So John in Austin, Texas, we'll do more time. We can do it justice in the next few days. How about that? Thank you very much.
Sounds good.
Scott in West Virginia, you wanted to talk about water tanks?
Yeah, Vince, real quick, like, you can take them cathodes out of there and just do away with them, the manodes, I mean, and,
yes.
You can put your copper one in there or a silver one in there, but I just take mine out and leave them out, and then I don't have all that, that sludge build up in the bottom. There'll be a little bit of rust, but all them water tanks is glass lined in there. It's a coating, like a ceramic coating on the inside around that
right.
steel. So that's not really
right.
there for that. They say it is. There's also studies that show that those anodes doesn't really they haven't really been proven to work. And we know copper is a natural purifier in water, and so is of course silver's the best. But even if you just use a long silver rod of any kind, you know, I think it. But I don't have any problem. I take mine plumb out, and my tanks seem to last just as long as they ever did. You know.
Right. Well, and so did you find that, do you have soft water, Scott? Scott, do you
I'm
have soft
sorry,
water?
What did you say?
Do you have
well,
soft water?
You know, I don't really know what type of water I've got. We've had all different
okay,
kinds.
Well,
I mean, you know.
Okay, well, I meant with a water softener. Okay. The reason I ask is there's this.
Both. I've done both.
Okay, so have you seen the jelly that comes out of the hot water tanks with water softeners?
Yes. Yes, I did, and then
okay.
I started taking in cathodes out, and I didn't have no problem. Anodes,
great.
I mean.
Hey, thanks. Thanks so much. Dr. Norman Shealy, thank you for being with us. And class, if you'd like to go to Dr. Shealy's website, normshealy.com, normshealy.com. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.